FSI.
And it's Scott Simmons back with Radio Real Estate Show for the 6th of September 2011. Slow down in those school zones. No matter where you are, school's back in, and you got to watch out for those off-island kids that are here for the first time.
And the off-island cops.
The grade niners from, you know, Main Island, Galliano, Pender, that are walking around town. I saw them all over town today, wide-eyed, you know, like crossing where, hey, this isn't a crosswalk. The crosswalk, look out, this is Salt Spring. This is the big city now. You're not on Main. So we're back, and I'm in the studio with Alex and Janice, and we're talking about faux marble. It's like a marble look. You can actually get like a marble wall in your house. And that's what we were just talking about during the commercial break. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. And it's a tough thing when you're driving down the road in your car to visualize what the heck we're talking about. So I want to kind of try to describe it. Now, let's say a painted wall, white wall, is just one-dimensional white. It's just kind of a cream-colored wall. If you just see it, you can visualize it doesn't do anything, right? Now, the difference between that and what we're talking about is a marble wall. The ones I've seen, I've only seen Alex's, they have like a sheen, and they're like it looks like it's solid Carrara marble that just got hauled here from Italy and put up on. I mean, who's going to bring in a marble to put on a wall? I mean, but you can actually, it looks shiny, it's smooth, it's kind of got a texture when you run your hand over it, so it's very, it's fascinating.
This is a technique that was from masters in Italy. This is old, old technique stuff. Basically, let's start with the flat wall. We come in with the trowel. We lay our first layer down. I call that the DNA layer because that's the layer that's going to start your action. Now, as an artist, I visualize what marble looks like in my head while I'm laying this first layer. Secondly, we come in and we do a skinny scrape, and that fills in and creates another layer. I add some dimension with that.
Now, this is with the plaster.
With so plaster on a trowel.
You've got the trowel yes. out. It's like old-time plastering yeah. that you don't see anymore. So then you're scooping it
yep.
off and you're...
Big
you're,
sweeps and little
you're
sweeps.
Troweling it on the wall. Mm-hmm. So then... But you're not really making it exactly smooth. You're like, you can feel it a little bit, right? There's
yes.
texture to it.
Yes. Yeah.
And then in some spots you can...
Really whip it up or lay it down flat. Yeah.
So then it's really... So then you can do swirls on mm-hmm. it or... Especially if there's different colors, it can be kind of swirly. That's how you get the wave look, right?
Oh, create the vein. We're looking at trying to find a vein in marble.
Oh, okay. Right.
So we're creating veins.
That's cool.
That's how I look at it when I'm doing it.
So it looks like a you can make Correct. A marble wall, especially if you have... That's why I wanted to spend the last little bit just describing it, because in radio, we can't show them a picture, but we mm-hmm. want to describe it. So we have basically an up and down wall in a house that becomes marble. So if you had an entranceway in a house and you wanted it to look dramatic and you had, you know, this marble look, now what it could
or
be...
Or subtly stated.
Any color.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, subtly stated.
Look at the entrance of Alex's. It's cream with a touch of yellow mm-hmm. through it. And it just...
And what most people don't realize is that those walls actually are plaster until you actually touch them. And people walk in and they know something's a little bit different, but they're not sure what it is. It's got the depth and it's got life. And you can take a flat wall, you can add life to it, you can give it dimension, and
that's where that last layer comes in, because that's
right.
where we make it shiny.
Oh, the last layer.
Yeah.
Is that clear that you're putting on?
No, I burnish it with metal. That's how it goes shiny.
Okay, say that again. You what?
Burnish it with metal.
And okay, well now you got to explain that.
Well, that same trowel I applied it with.
Okay.
I take that same trowel and I just rub that wall.
It's essentially polished with a steel
right.
flat surface.
Well, I thought you said essentially polished.
Well, she does.
Okay,
add
this is a family
she does add
show.
Sensual aspect to it
but
as she does it.
But you're just taking the
yes.
trowel without any material.
Right.
No, so you're not adding more plaster.
No.
So now you don't have the plaster thing out. You're just taking the trowel and you just kind of go
elbow
over
elbow grease.
And you shine it up. You mm-hmm. basically...
With Alex's, though, mm-hmm. we actually added another wax top coat for protection.
Wax. Like real wax.
Mm-hmm. And in the bathroom, they actually make the special top coat.
That's why I said she could hit you. It's wax on, wax off.
You
better behave.
Oh, yeah.
You better behave over there, Alex. No, I mean, no more like Janice.
Yeah.
You know, if you want the real job, call Janice. She'll come out and do
that's
the
right.
wall. Don't...
Yeah.
That's right.
So now, what is your email address again before...
JL, is it?
Aren't you One Son Mum?
Yeah, let's do that one. One Son Mum.
One.
Gmail.com.
One. Sun. Like sun up in the sky.
S-O-N-E-S-O-N-M-O-M.
Mom.
Mom. Yeah. OneSunMom at gmail.com.
Okay. Or else you can contact Alex at...
Sure. And you know what we could do is get Janice up with a little... actually, Janice is on Facebook. And she's also on... are you on Twitter?
No.
Are you? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did do Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, she's on Twitter. We can get
her. Twitter? Do you
going.
Tweet, though?
No, I don't tweet.
Oh, yeah. She's just one of these people that's on Twitter, but they don't really tweet. You got to tweet.
I blog and Google and send Hotmail all night. I can't help it.
Off the topic, but I heard today Facebook is surpassing Google in popularity in the sense that Facebook is going to have streaming music.
I don't like Facebook. Facebook is so yesterday.
Now, YouTube and some of the Scott's videos of my house, of Janice's work, anybody can look at YouTube, right, Scott?
Right.
And how do they find your website?
It's Escape to Salt Spring on YouTube, or if you just go on YouTube and you type in Salt Spring Construction or Salt Spring Construction Alex, you'll find Alex's videos and you'll be able to see the red wall. And that wall is what we're talking about. It's that marble look. And it's something right. that's so unique. And again, the idea of the show is to say, if you just have this plain house, let's not think that you have to be a multi-millionaire to really make it jazzy.
No, absolutely not. It's for the mainstream people.
With a small, limited budget, you could take your little house and you could make it really special. You know, it kind of makes me sad when I go around and see houses with people and you find these. There's this one gem that I found. I mean, I've shown it before and it's a real gem. It's got a truss roof, so none of the walls on the inside are load-bearing. It's a 70s house. You knock down one wall, and all of a sudden, you've doubled the size of the living room.
Yeah, open up those dining rooms and kitchens, right?
And all of a sudden, if you just took, you know, a little bit of feature stuff, material, you could really make that into an... It's a good structure. It's a good floor plan. It's a decent house, but it's 30 years old. It just has to be brought up to
the... And you're going to paint anyway.
Yeah, you got to bring it up to the modern. And I mean,
it's a good point.
So few people have a vision where they can bring it up. They want the house already done.
And you know, if anybody wants to see what it looks like, they can phone me, tweet me, find me on Facebook, send me a message, come over and look at it at our house.
Could they talk to you?
Yeah, and they can phone me too. Oh yeah, I do have a phone number. I never get phone calls. I just get Twitter and Facebook announcements.
But somebody, I mean, just Google in Salt Spring.
Sure, it's on YouTube. It's probably the easiest thing to see. EscapeToSaltSpring.com or Salt Spring Construction.
But you can fix up these houses. People are always they think, oh, I've got this house. I don't like it. I can't do anything with it. And they're always limited by their imagination. Sometimes you just have to get in there and do it and have fun doing
it.
And that's why you get someone like Janice to come over and actually sit down with you and go through some ideas and find out, well, what's your passion?
If you don't live on Salt Spring and you live in Victoria or Vancouver or Vancouver Island and you're listening to CFSI, give us a call and we'll drive over.
Toronto.
Well, if they want to pay for some flights, I guess we could fly over and do some. But
that might get a little bit expensive.
Janice has lots of samples. Samples. 2-foot by 3-foot samples.
Right. I was thinking about it. How about a sample at my house? If I did a couple walls in my house of samples.
Yeah.
We could sample them.
You could sample it. Janice could do the work. And you could take a little YouTube video of it, and you'll have your own version
sample
of your,
wall.
Your own wall.
In my man cave. Now, if you could paint race cars, I'd go for it.
I know.
Well, start
we have
with
lots of artists on Salt
Lake. Start with one simple wall, say in a dining room or a bedroom or a bathroom, and add some life to it.
Well, I've got some bad news, folks.
Uh-oh.
They are hours up.
Wow.
Oh, gee.
Good news, though. I've got good news, too.
What's that?
Yeah, good news is we've got Johnny DeVille coming in next with some special tunes. Now, if you're not a fan of Johnny DeVille's, you should be. He is the rockin' machine. I always listen to a show in the afternoons on Tuesday after my show because
it's just great. Is it 50s and 60s?
No, it's like rock and roll.
Okay.
It's like good time rock
good
and roll.
Good old-fashioned rock and roll.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right on.
Johnny is a rocker. I mean, now, usually he's knocking on the door, but I know he's out there listening, so by this time he's going to want to come in. So we're going to end the show.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Janice, for coming in. And you can get a hold of Alex at Portside Woodwork or myself, Scott Simmons at 1% Realty, at escapetosaltspring.com, saltspring@yahoo.com, or listen next Tuesday. We'll be here and see at CFSI for the Radio Real Estate Show. And who knows what we'll have on as a guest or talk about next week. But I want to thank you, Janice, for coming in today. It was interesting, and I hope to the listeners out there that we visualized it enough. It's a hard concept to visualize when someone says we're going to talk about marble walls, and you can't see them, but we're going to talk about it.
Yeah,
sure.
But it's to give you some ideas, to get the creative juice
that's
going.
Right. That's right, that's right. We like to come into people's houses and help them add pizzazz.
Let's think outside the box. Let's make that old clunker look like a nice house.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much, just a little finesse here and there, eh?
Yep. Yep.
Well, at that point, we're going to stop the show, and thank you for listening, Salt Spring Island, and have yourself a wonderful day, and we'll be back next Tuesday with Radio Real Estate. It's Scott Simmons from 1% Realty signing off. Have a wonderful day.